social work in action is all about empowering people and advocating for people. And so to begin with, this class did some research, and we talked about what's a need in the community and settled on, as we partnered with the YWCA Mission Impact Program, people who've been involved in the criminal justice system and what limits that puts on their lives. So that's why we're doing this class, and that's why we're doing this workshop or clinic on helping people expunge or seal their criminal records.
Professor Barr, you're here with Jonathan Crazen, one of the students in your class. Why is it important to get your record expunged?
Having a record first really limits your options in terms of loans, jobs, housing, and, you know, in simple things, especially for financial aid from the government. But at first, I wasn't quite sure how it would help. I wasn't sure how this would go down, but it really meant when we actually started going out and canvassing to these people and started talking to them, I really saw how it was affecting them. Like, they were having a hard time getting jobs. They were really worried about family members that couldn't do things or can get jobs, loans, or even being hassled at airports because of these records. And it really just disrupts a person's life. And many of these people don't deserve it. It's just like a minor mistake they made in the past that really ruined their chances of some future success. And we're trying to help these people out and set it right.
Your fellow student, Mike Barchetto, is here with you. I'm wondering, Mike, who can get their record expunged? Who is eligible for that?
In order to get your record expunged, you cannot have been convicted of anything. There's a whole document that describes all of the limitations that are put on expungement.
Well, for example, if you murder someone, you can't get that expunged from your record.
Absolutely not.
What are some of the things that you can get expunged? Like a juvenile record, for example?
Basically, a majority of nonviolent crimes can be expunged, provided you were not convicted of anything. If you were convicted, you can seal the record, which is basically just hiding it from the public, as opposed to expungement, which completely erases it.
So there's a difference between if you were convicted and if you were merely charged. Why would the charge then remain on your record if you're not convicted?
Planning this, we learned a lot of things about who's eligible and who's not, including that your criminal record includes any time you've ever had any arrest of any kind, a charge of any kind, even if those charges were dropped or dismissed, or you were found not guilty. It remains as a criminal record, which is open to the public. And so that's why a lot of times, if someone goes in and can see it, they have no idea if it's, you know, you were convicted of that, but it's still on your record. So that's why a lot of times people can get that expunged, get it off the record. But as Mike was starting to say, there are certain classifications of crimes that are not eligible to be expunged. It's basically a level of seriousness and or violence, how they legally classify crimes. And when Mike was saying, like, when you've been convicted, if you're convicted of a Class X or one, Class 1 or 2 felony or misdemeanor, you can't be have it expunged at all.
So we're talking about murder, rape.
Right. Yeah, any sexual crime is not eligible. DUIs are not eligible. Certain burglaries, any violence, any personal, a lot of higher level property crimes. Many, many crimes are not eligible at all. But again, so many times, lots of people have something minor that happened 20 years ago that might have been even dismissed, but it still limits their options.
A lot of people think that only juvenile records can be expunged or sealed. That's not the case, is it? Riley Fischel, you're a member of the class. Is that true or not?
No. Anybody any age can get their record expunged if they qualify.
Susan Whiting, you're also working on this project. What does this do to a person's employment opportunities if they have something on their record, even if they were not convicted?
Having something on your record just puts out this image to employers that you were able to commit this crime, you did something in your past, and they kind of just judge you based off of that.
Does it limit you from absolutely getting hired anywhere, or is it just certain jobs that you cannot be hired for?
Well, it's definitely certain jobs where you can't have a criminal record to do this job. But there's also some where employers just don't want people with a criminal record. They can say, we don't want you because you have this.
Any criminal record. Yeah. Even doing something 20 years ago.
Right, right.
All of you are college students. I'm assuming none of you have a criminal record. I'm seeing head shake here. No. So why would this interest you? We'll start with Jonathan.
Well, when we first started this process, I honestly wasn't too interested in the idea necessarily. It definitely took me like a visit or two around like the county jail or to the YWCA, even just talking to some people who have a record. One woman we talked with, she had a minor theft for under $30, and this was stopping her from getting one of her like best job opportunities in forever to work at this hotel. And something as simple as this, it was minor theft retail for some groceries, and something as small as that can really set like tear apart person's life. It's terrible how they can't get access to certain financial aid they need from the government necessarily, or benefits, just access to certain jobs, as I said, or even housing or loans. It really can halt your progress through life, and I just thought it wasn't fair to like my fellow Americans at this point to like not offer them any help through this really complicated process.
Anybody else? Susie.
Once we learned about what the process is, we realized that a lot of people don't know that they're even eligible to do this. So I thought that by going out into the community and spreading the awareness that I'm helping people even just begin the process, which they didn't even know it was possible.
What were some of the cases that you heard about that touched you, any one of you? Jonathan, you have another one?
So one of the first properties we started canvassing, a young man came out, couldn't be older than maybe 28 or so, and he had told us he had been through the system several times and that he actually just got recently most of his records sealed or expunged. And he said it was life-changing, but now he's trying to do the same thing for his brother.
What kind of crimes were they for?
Mostly minor theft, retail theft. I think one instance of trespassing, I think it might have been. But either way, he was trying to help out his brother now, who's in a very similar situation. And what really shook me was how these guys weren't even 10 years older than me. They were just 9 years older. His younger brother, in fact, was only about 25, about 6 years older than me, and they're still going through this process. I'm like, well, why do they have to have their lives torn apart when I'm here trying to make the most of mine? I should at least try to help.
Professor Barr, what kind of transformation or change have you seen in your own students because of this project?
I think one of the biggest things is that not only learning about this as a population that nobody really thinks about, and that we could help them, but we are actually doing something that can be transformative for these people in their entire lives in a 3.5 week time period. You know, this is almost unheard of as far as giving people an opportunity to do this and learn about this, and that's what this class is about. So I think the students really picked up on that, and down to a person, everyone feels like this is a very worthwhile, that they're actually doing something to help people and empower people.
You put this workshop together in 3 weeks, that's what you meant, but how long does it take to actually get your record expunged? Is it a lengthy process?
From start to finish, it is about a 5 month process, if that means that it's actually the paperwork is processed that has to be filed with the circuit court from start to finish. The first step, which is what our workshop is about, is having people become aware of gathering their information as to what their criminal record is. Because many people don't have that information, and it's not easy to get that information. So that's the first step that we're providing.
Who actually does the expungement? Is it a judge? It eventually has to go before a circuit court judge?
It's in civil court, so yes, it's a judge.
It seems then that it's a very lengthy process, right, Jonathan?
It does take around 8 months, even with the proper paperwork done and done in a timely manner. But I do want people to realize is that while this process might take time, it's certainly not necessarily a hard process. I mean, honestly, the hardest part about this process is just starting it, doing what we're doing now, is getting the paperwork there and then starting the process, getting your criminal record. Once you have that, it's honestly a very smooth sailing process with the right help.
This would be especially important, I would think, for people who are poor,
That's one of the reasons why we chose this, because the criminal justice system is heavily biased against people that don't have means, that are low income. If you are a rich person, you probably have the means to pay the different fees and the prices of getting your record expunged. But certainly people that don't have means need it even more. So yeah, that's a big reason why we did this.
Well, thank you, Professor Emily Barr, Jonathan Crazen, Susan Whiting, Mike Barchetto, and Riley Fischel from Illinois Wesleyan University, working on the expungement workshop.
Thank you.